Jason Castleman is an agronomy specialist with the Canola Council of Canada, and he's actually based here in the Peace Region, and he joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Jason, thank you very much for joining us. A lot of farmers, a lot of ranchers, they're getting into the spraying portion of the season out in the field. First of all, as a little bit of an icebreaker, please, comments on the fact that things are getting busy for farmers because they're in the field, because spraying season is starting, if it hasn't started already.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, for the most part, a lot of the in-crop herbicide application, spraying the weeds and that kind of thing has been done now for a little bit. But we're seeing opportunities to keep in the field and doing some in-crop management. There are some concerns with some insects out there, a little bit of grasshopper activity, and then maybe even a little bit of fungicide application. So I know there's definitely still a few more passes of sprayers to go in the field yet.
I guess it's all under Mother Nature's category, I guess. We got pests, we got fungicides, we've got Mother Nature's activities in the sky. How difficult is it, can it be, knowing that the farmer and rancher is at the mercy of Mother Nature?
Oh, for sure. You know, everything we do is definitely governed by what conditions or the hand that we're dealt, I like to say. And but for the most part, you know, with the opportunity to have some equipment that's able to cover a lot of acres pretty quick and do a really good job, farmers and ranchers, I think, are well equipped to take on that job and do a really good job and try to protect the crop that they have and make it better if they can.
Sometimes farmers encounter tough conditions, as the Canola Council would say. Now, they put out a press release here just recently, spraying tips for tough conditions, when to spray reeds after a frost, in the wind, in dusty conditions, spraying before a rain, when it's cool. How difficult or how easy can it be for the farmer to take all of this into consideration and say to themselves, I still need to get this done?
Yeah, I think if we tried to wait for the perfect conditions, we might not get a chance to ever do it. So it's trying to do the best that you can with the window that we have. And sometimes that might be, you know, waiting just in, you know, to forecast, look at the weather forecast that's coming, keeping an eye on what those temperatures might be or what the wind speed might be, if it's going to be getting too windy to spray or there's a chance where the wind's going to drop and the farmer can get out onto the field with that sprayer. You know, the main priority is to protect the crop, not to do any damage. And at the same time is make sure anything that you are applying in the field is not leaving it and going onto somebody else's crop, because that can be a problem as well.
How difficult is it to navigate drought and smoky conditions? Those are a couple of other problems that we've possibly encountered over the last few years, especially in northern Alberta.
Yeah, the dry conditions make it a challenge because the crop is not actively growing. Sometimes the weeds aren't actively growing, or maybe in the case of insects, they are growing really well and getting ahead of the crop. So keeping track of what stage the crop is at and what stage those weeds are does give it, you know, the farmer the maybe spending a little bit more time or paying more attention to in-crop scouting, getting out into the field ahead of the sprayer and making sure of what they've got going on in the field is what they've expected. The smoke is always interesting. I think it not only it can make things a little bit hard for us to be out in the field while we're doing the work, but there are some unknowns too. If we are kind of shading out or, you know, reducing the amount of solar capture that crop is able to do, is it affecting the yield, or is it kind of reducing the intensity of the heat and maybe helping keep things cooler for the crop to survive or make it through? So yeah, I think the drought we know is not good for anybody. The smoke, sometimes it can be a benefit and sometimes it can be a problem as well.
And I guess part of that drought would be lack of water resources, I guess, in the neighborhood. And Northern Alberta, from what I understand, has encountered that a few times in the last couple of years. Is that making it even more difficult for farmers to get the job done?
Yeah, I think for the most part, the water situation in the field when we get rain to grow the crops is probably more of a concern, or more of a something that's going to be on the farmer's mind than the amount of water that we have to be able to do any of those in-field applications and stuff like that. We can still make that happen, but it's the way the crop is going to grow without having that moisture. And it's not only the moisture, but the combination of high temperatures that we've had too. And those things together can really, make the crop have a chance to not do as well as it should. Or, if we do get those timely rains, just really respond and kind of make things a lot better than they were.
Jason, here we are in the beginning part of July. Some people, as you mentioned, are well into the spraying season. Some people are just getting started. What are some common tips to follow before, during, and after the spraying part of the season is done?
Yeah, I'd say, some of the biggest tips for sure is we want to be out in the field ahead of time before the sprayer gets there and doing a really good job of seeing what's in the field. And if you are going to be spraying, to know what you're spraying for. And if the timing is right, if the application of products that you think you might need are the right products. And then also being managing that sprayer. And if you're switching between products, making sure that it, you give the chance, we call it a sprayer spa day, so that the sprayer gets cleaned out. Any of the previous products that were in it are rinsed out and cleaned up, and then you're not carrying over anything that could be damaging or what you don't want to be applying to the next field or the next crop for sure. And then kind of following up is making sure that what you did apply is doing its job and that you've controlled what you want or you've put on a product that does what it says it's going to do.
Jason, yourself, you are a farmer. You add all that up, fingers crossed that the harvest in 2025 will be bountiful.
Yeah, I think we're always hopeful. That's the you don't want to give up on a crop too soon. It's sometimes can be a challenge when you're looking at the what's happening in the field and kind of wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. But that's one of the benefits of being a farmer in the Peace Country is you never know what's going to happen. And sometimes it can be a nice surprise. And definitely, I would encourage growers to not give up on the crop too early. And we've got time yet to make this crop, and looking forward to seeing what shows up at combine time.
Jason Castleman is an agronomy specialist in the Peace region with the Canola Council of Canada. Jason, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks a lot, Keith.